Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. Who is this who looks down like the dawn, beautiful as the moon, bright as the sun, awesome as an army with banners? So this is the husband in this relationship in Song of Solomon talking about his wife. And as you hear these words, they might almost sound a little overboard. Like, really? She looks down like the dawn. She's beautiful as the moon, bright as the sun, and awesome as an army with banners. But that's part of the beauty of this book in the Bible, because it's showing us this is the way husbands and wives are supposed to talk to each other and about each other. They're supposed to build each other up. And Heather and I were talking the other night to a couple that's about to get married, and our conversation was just about how potent our words can be in marriage, how a husband or a wife can so build up the other, and like nobody else in the world can with their words, and a husband or a wife can tear down each other like nobody else in the world can with their words. So to use our words, obviously at all times in every way, we prayed about this and all throughout the Proverbs and different places in Scripture, that our words would be edifying to others and glorifying to God. And all the more so in this close, intimate relationship called marriage. And so for any husband or wife listening to this right now, and specifically husbands, in light of husbands saying this to his wife and about his wife in Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10, let it be a takeaway from this verse today to go overboard and be extravagant in your praise of. And I don't use that word lightly. I think about Proverbs chapter 31, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Like, that's the word that God uses to describe how we praise, edify, encourage, lift up, build up a wife if you're a husband. And of course, wives, to look for opportunities to do this with your husband. In the end of Ephesians 5, the Bible talks about a wife respecting her husband or honoring her husband in ways that are appropriate. And so to look for opportunities to build up your husband, and for us all to pray for this in marriages around us, that marriages around us would be marked by just effusive praise of husbands and wives for one another. They're building each other up. They're encouraging each other, caring for each other, edifying each other with their words. Knowing this is God's good design for marriage, to give and receive edification like this. So God, we pray for our marriages, for those of us who are married, and for others' marriages around us, as we just want to see your good design for marriage on display in the world in a way that reflects the gospel. So we intercede right now for our and others' marriages. We pray for edifying words in marriage, in our marriages and others' marriages. God, we pray for the kind of appropriate praise that we see here in Song of Solomon. We see in different parts of your word for encouragement and honor and respect and edification of one another in ways that build up each other in Jesus. God, we do pray that you would help us to do this in all of our relationships. And today, help us to edify others with our words, to encourage others with our words. And God, especially in marriages, our marriages, others' marriages, we pray that this picture of husbands saying to their wives, like Song of Solomon 6:10 says, she's as awesome as an army with banners. God, we pray that you would help husbands and wives to build each other up in this way. And oh God, even as we pray all of this according to your word to us, which instructs us, encourages us, edifies us every day. We praise you for your word spoken into our lives in ways that define us, the ways you describe us as fearfully and wonderfully made. And as your children, God, help us to live in light of your words to us today. And help us, God, to spread your word to others, to lead others to know how much you love them, to speak your word, to speak the gospel to others. And God, we pray for those who've never heard it, for the Balti people of India, God, we pray for this Muslim people group of 100,000 of them. God, we pray that they would be reached with the good news of your love through your word, that they might experience salvation from your word and relationship with you through your word. God, may it be so. We pray all this according to your word in Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. In Jesus' name, amen.